today is a very special program because this is a day where I am having my Ring of Honor. And what I'm talking about, my Ring of Honor, is that helped Gina and I get started in the ministry. And so this Sunday, March the 12th, we will celebrate 50 years of full-time ministry. We were called to preach 50 years ago last summer, but on March the 12th, 1967, we started in full-time ministry. So that's 50 years ago this Sunday. And, you know, the Bible says that we are to give honor to whom honor is due. That is very, very, very important. And so I've invited several men that are still living after these 50 years that helped Gene and I get started. I'm going to get some of them on the phone, and we're going to talk to them. So, you know, I'm very, very grateful to people that helped us along the way. And, you know, during the past 50 years, there's been a lot of people that have joined us along the way. But in order to get started, somebody had to help us. Somebody had to give a helping hand. And I have taught and proclaimed and declared for many, many years that you can have a breakout word and a breakout place, but you need some breakout partners to help you. So I'm going to get some of these men on the line that helped me get started and see if I can call them, and if if I can call them and if they will respond. So, Father, we just pray that you will anoint this broadcast today. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we pray the will of God be done here on BP and radio. And I just pray in Jesus' name that you will minister to hearts and lives. I pray that you anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I'm going to see if I can get Calvin Newton on the program with me today, and see if I can visit with him. I'm going to call his number right now. So yeah, we're just kind of winging it today here on BP and radio. But that's a good day. It's a good day, and there are some delays we have in life. But it's all going to work out. So I'm going to see if I can get Pastor Calvin Newton on the line with me and see if he answers the phone. The phone is ringing here on BP and Radio Live on the Wednesday Watch. I'm calling his number.
Hello.
Pastor Calvin Newton.
Yes, this is he in person.
You're on the radio. We've had some a little bit of technical difficulties today, but we got everything going, and you're on the air. You're on the radio all across America and around the world.
All right. Well, I was afraid I had missed you.
No. Here I am. Here I am in person. All there right. You are in person. And today I'm honoring some men that helped Gene and I get started in the ministry because this Sunday, we will celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry. On March the 12th, 1967, we started, and we came into Ringling, Oklahoma. You gave us an invitation to come and preach a two-week revival for you. I mean, that's kind of unheard of today, but you invited me to come for 2 weeks.
Yes,
and
I certainly did.
Yeah, and we kind of entered Ringling, Oklahoma in a most unusual way because my transmission went out of our car trying to pull that 35-foot trailer, and so we had to have a tow truck that came in. I remember you standing out in the front yard as the tow truck pulled our trailer in, and there is where we started the ministry, and I'll always be grateful to you. I've mentioned you many, many times, your name on radio and in my books, how you gave me my first invitation 50 years ago. You took a chance on me. I mean, it just wasn't one service. It was 2 weeks. I mean, that was quite a faith move, wasn't it?
Yes. It was my privilege. And I tell you what, Brother Gentry, during that 2 weeks, we had 17 people who came to the Lord during that period of time. We had done a lot of praying, and everybody was looking forward to the revival. In fact, I'm not mistaken, it was your dad that told me you were going to transfer from the radio station into the evangelistic field.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was your dad that told me about you on the field.
Yeah, my dad said he met you at some type of a minister's meeting. And told you that I was going to go into full-time ministry. I didn't have any revivals.
I believe that's right.
You gave me one revival, and Gene and I, on the strength of that one revival, I quit my job at the radio station, a very secure place with a CBS affiliate, and we sold our home, sold everything except a few.
Yes. Been going all these years.
We've been going all these years. So I just wanted to honor you today for inviting me for that 2 week revival. Not only did you invite me to Ringling, Oklahoma to hold the Assembly of God Church there to lead that 2 week revival, but Gene and I went and pastored at Holiday, Texas, and then we went back from 67 to 69, and then when we decided to go back on the evangelistic field, we called it evangelistic field in those days, you gave us another revival at the First Assembly of God Church in Artesia, New Mexico.
So you
knew us a little bit better then, but you played a significant role. And I remember coming to Artesia, and we had a prayer throughout the night. And Gene and Gene and I'd get up in the middle of the night, get our two kids dressed, and come to the church in the middle of the night. It was a radical time.
I'll tell those that are listening a funny story.
Okay.
I followed you one night in prayer. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And when I get over there, it's not just you that's over there praying, but you brought your whole family that night.
Yeah.
Because on one side of the sanctuary, we had quite a few windows, and you kind of got spooked up that night and had the whole family come and spend your time with them.
I think there was an open field back there.
And, there was.
Yeah.
We were out at the edge of town. Yes, we were.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you and your wife, Linda, for taking it tonight. And, well, you gave us a start, and we're going 50 years later. I told the people before I gave you a call that, you know, we need some people to help us get started. Some people take a chance on us. And you did. You took a chance on us. And so what is happening in your life right now?
I've been in the ministry since 1964. I was a professional baseball player, and I quit playing professional baseball because I was just unhappy and had no idea why.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were credentialed and have been in the ministry ever since. In fact, I got a phone call from a book writer in Cincinnati a few days ago, and he was a little surprised that I'd gone from baseball into the ministry and was still involved.
Mm-hmm. And you...
We're Borger, Texas.
Yeah, I know that you are, you're pastoring right now at the First Assembly in Borger, Texas.
Right, been here for 35 years.
You've been in one place for 35 years. That's amazing.
Yes, anymore it is.
And you,
no doubt about that.
Yeah, and you took a... You took a step of faith by going into the ministry. I remember that you were an outstanding athlete, football, basketball, baseball. And
I had five major scholarships, and one in football, one in baseball, and one in basketball. In fact, I could have gone to Oklahoma City University and played basketball for Abe Lemons, which most people have heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I played with some of the most famous people around. I played semi-pro ball against Satchel Paige in Wichita, Kansas. So that tells you how long that's been. Of course, I played with Pete Rose and Tony Perez and that crew. Sports was nearly our god back in those days.
You were an outstanding athlete. You were on your way to the major leagues. And when God called you to preach, you decided to lay aside the ball and glove and go
preach the gospel.
Man, you had a lucrative career ahead of you, and you traded it all in.
And I'm still, Brother Gentry, on what they call the voluntary retired list. Because if you don't sign that form, you could sign with someone else, you know, and so forth. But I'm on what I've still, in fact, I was looking through some of the papers the other day, and I found that voluntary retired paper that I had signed. Then I got a registered letter when I was in Ringling, and they wanted to assign me to a minor league club and wanted me to come back.
Well, you didn't consider that, did you?
No. I knew what God wanted me to do, and I've thought a lot about Scripture. It says you're not your own. You've been bought with a price.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is, too, because, you know, this life is a vapor. It's compared to eternity.
That's right. Yeah, it is. But you've been a very faithful man, and your family, the Newton family, was so instrumental. You know, your brother Curtis, who's gone to be with the Lord, and your uncle that pastored in Carlsbad, New Mexico. I preached for him.
Yes,
your uncle Dub,
his
wasn't
name
it?
Was Dub Newton.
Dub Newton. Yeah, and then I preached for Joe Henniger, which was your cousin's husband, right?
That was my cousin.
Yeah,
cousin.
So the Newton family was you guys have played a major role. Even one time you loaned Gene and I your camper so we could go use your camper.
Mom and Dad was filled with the Spirit in 1935. That was before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised us. We knew nothing, you know, but Pentecost, and because back in those days, when you got saved, you went on through to the baptism and the Holy Ghost. And as a result, Mom and Dad raised us in the same little church they helped build.
Yeah. You grew up in the little town of Lone Wolf, Oklahoma, right?
That's where it was. What? Yeah, I had a professional football friend years ago who played professional football for about 15 years, and he got a local paper from Lone Wolf, Oklahoma, called the Lone Wolf Coyote. And they said there were football players really carried him high for a while.
Wow.
The Coyote.
That's amazing. Population. Yes, what's the population of Lone Wolf?
It's a farm town. Most of the people live in the rural area. If it is 1,000, it would be unusual.
Yeah. So you grew up in small town. You started out in a small place, but God has expanded your life.
That's right.
You've been in the ministry now 53 years. What's kept you going, Pastor Calvin Newton? What's kept you going in the ministry 53 years?
Staying in the will of God. I told Curtis, my brother, one time, I said, Curtis, I don't believe I've ever been out of the will of God. And as a result, it has compelled me to keep on going, keep on, you know. Because you're in the will of God, God's going to be using you. And that's fulfilling.
Well, that's the truth. And and being at one church, pastoring one Assembly of God church for 35 years, I mean, that is a rare thing these days. And there had to be some challenges along the way, I'm sure.
Oh, no question. Anything God does, we're going to be tested. But it's worth it, and he gives us grace to take us through.
Yes, he does. Well, I just wanted to say to you today, thank you for helping us get started. And I just wanted to have a special program today honoring some men like yourself that played such a significant role. Because I appreciate that. Yeah, I know that you recommend us to other churches and other pastors. And I'm very grateful, very thankful. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor Calvin Newton, because you went down in my history book. And always we'll be loved and appreciated. And I want you to say a prayer for those that are listening today, maybe people that have a call of God on their lives. And, you know,
sure,
I remember in the days when we started, people would just take a risk and say, I have a call of God, and I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to go out there and get started.
And that's right.
So that's what you did. That's what we did. And I believe that there are people that are listening today and they have a call of God on their life. And sometimes we just need to go for it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Go for it.
Sometimes that is a step of faith, no doubt about that.
Yeah, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So I want you to pray.
That's right.
I want you to pray for a little while before you go.
I will do it. Let me offer my congratulations to you and your family, Brother Gentry.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, Father, there's nothing like knowing you and realizing not only are we a child of God, we have a purpose that's divine and eternal. And today, that's what we're pausing, just to stop and to realize, Lord, how faithful you've been and how precious it is to know people like Brother Gentry and his family. And to realize that the people who he's touched their lives, some have gone honor and glory because of the sacrifice and the effort and the dedication. And there are others today, Lord, who need to be encouraged. And as a result, may these words and this time that we're spending together be a source in which they'll keep on keeping on until Jesus comes back again. We realize these are uncertain days, but Lord, you're faithful. We've proved that all of these days that you called us, led us, guided us, and directed us. But there's work to be done. You said the work while it's yet day, because the night's coming when that work will be complete. Jesus, we're looking for you to come back. Encourage your people everywhere, like Brother Gentry and his family, and bless them and their ministry. And we thank you for this time and this occasion. Praise your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Calvin Newton, Borger, Texas, thank you so much for being on today.
You're sure welcome.
And thank you so much for playing a major part in our 50-year journey. God bless you.
To God be the glory, Brother.
To God be the glory.
Congratulations.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, that was Pastor Calvin Newton who gave Gene and I our first revival. Starting March the 12th, 1967, we had one revival. We started from there, and we've been going ever since. And so today, it's called the Ring of Honor. I'm honoring people that have played a significant role in our lives and our ministry over these past 50 years. So I'm going to see if I can get someone else on the phone right now. That helped us get started. It was a great encouragement. And the phone is ringing. Gary Smith will be on with me.
Good morning.
Is this Gary Smith?
This is him. How are you, Dale?
I'm doing well. You're on the radio all across America and around the world. We've had a little bit of delay today. We've had a few technical difficulties, but our engineers got us back up and running. We're broadcasting live, and of course, this program is going to be rebroadcast throughout the day. But this Sunday, Gene and I celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry, and I've asked a few men to be on with me today that played a significant role and help us get started. And I know that after a few months, when we started in 1967, later on in the year, we were elected by those 25 people at the Assembly of God Church in Holladay, Texas, and you were the first evangelist that came. I'd heard you preach, and I thought you were one of the greatest preacher I ever heard. I still believe that. And
you're so kind.
So you and Barbara came and played a very significant role, particularly those 2 years that we were ministering from 67 to 69 in Holladay, Texas. And you guys become continuous friends and held several meetings there. Were a great source of encouragement. And then after we continued on into ministering, I remember one time that you and I and Gene and I and you and Barbara went to the district council in Austin, Texas, where I live now, and went to a meeting and were together there. And we just have lots of memories. And I just want to say thank you for being such a great friend. I remember the general council in Oklahoma City when you came. We rented the high school auditorium. You came and preached. And I still remember some of your sermons. So how are you doing, Gary?
We're doing great. Barbara and I just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, so we just got back from Hawaii. And but we're doing good. Yeah, everything's good. We have so many memories of being with you and Gene. I tell you, the meeting and holiday, I was laughing last night. We were just reliving some of the events, and it was a great time.
Yeah, it was. I remember in those days, you guys were staying at our house. I mean, when we started in the ministry, we had to stay at the pastor's house from time to time. And you guys stayed with us. We got up in the middle of the night one night and drove to Wichita Falls and had
snow on the ground, and the building was full every night. And of course, we booked 11 revivals out of that one revival. I mean, we probably, because of that revival, ended up preaching more in the Wichita Falls area than any other place in Texas.
Yeah, it was a great meeting that went quite a while. We had so many visiting pastors and visitors. The building was full every night, and it was an amazing event. I don't know if we went two weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We had a minimum of those days of 2 weeks. You know, you had to stay at least 2 weeks.
Right.
That's unheard of today.
Including Saturday night.
yeah. We don't want to waste any nights. So you guys have been friends over the years. We've not got to spend much time the last several years together, but you played a significant role, and I've had the opportunity, of course, to come and preach in your church that you were pastoring in the Fort Worth area.
Christian Temple in Fort Worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I met with your – I remember having a meeting with your Christian school students. It was incredible.
That's right.
It was a great –
I remember that.
It was a great time. Tell me what's –
I've always appreciated – your passion for prayer, even in holiday, that was one of the things that just stood out for us, that even though it was cold and snowy, you were so committed to prayer. Every morning we had prayer, as I recall.
Yeah, we did.
And you still maintain that discipline, and it's always been a real inspiration to us.
Well, I'm continuing to go for it, still leading prayer. Yeah, I started in Holiday, 1967, when I went there. I started the prayer with the young people. They'd come by the church on their way to school, and then I had morning prayer at 9 o'clock. So, yeah, I've been going a long time because I believe in prayer. What has been happening in your life? I mean, you've been in the ministry so many, many years. I'm not even sure how we met or where I heard you preach.
I don't know. I was trying to recall. Somebody asked me, said, "How did you get the meeting in Holiday?" I said, "To be honest with you, I don't remember."
I think I heard you preach at a youth rally. We called it a CA rally in those days.
Right.
And
right.
I came up and said, "When can you come?" We'd just gone to Holiday, Texas, and I heard you preach, and I thought, this guy, I've got to have him come. And you've always been a great preacher, and I still remember the sermon I heard you preach called "The Eyes of Something." The eyes, what? It was a great sermon. Anyhow, I'm rambling on now. But tell me what's kept you in the ministry all these years, and what's?
Well, I started, and of course, I was converted. I grew up in church, but I was actually really converted at age 15, and that was in 1962. 63, God called me to preach. 64, I got credentials. So I've been. This makes my 54th year in the ministry.
And you started what? At what age did you start preaching?
16. Started at 16.
Wow. And how did the call come? How did you know you were called?
Well, it's really strange. I was very bashful. You know, I was the type of person in high school. I got saved right before I went into the 10th grade. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even give a oral book report. I was so bashful. But I started having dreams every night. I started having dreams about standing before crowds, great crowds, preaching. And that was the last thing I wanted to do. I mean, it was not even in my thought pattern that I could do that. Mm-hmm. And then, to make a long story short, course, back in those days, we had the CA service at our church on Sunday evening, and then at our church, we also had a Tuesday night where the youth were in charge. And one night, I was working at a supermarket. I was a sack boy, and the youth leader called, and he said, and he called all the time, so we was talking. He said, well, I've been praying about a speaker for Tuesday night, and every time I get down to pray, your face comes before me. Would you speak Tuesday night? And I just broke down and started crying. I knew God, and I said, yes, I will. And that was the beginning. I mean, I just knew God was calling me to preach. And immediately we had great favor with the pastors in the Fort Worth area. And it just launched our evangelistic ministry. And so when I got out of high school, I was just I went to Georgia and stayed 3 months. And then, of course, in 1967, Barbara and I, we met in 1966 and got married in 1967. And so that's been sort of the history of our, and then, of course, later we took our first church in Dangerfield, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And just God's been faithful. And like I say, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary, and it's been a wonderful 50 years of ministry with her.
Congratulations. 50 years. That's a great milestone. And eventually you became the state youth leader in the Assemblies of God,
yes,
for Texas, and that was a major,
right,
that was a major opportunity.
1974, I became the district youth director for the North Texas District Assemblies of God, and that was just a real blessing in our life, and it gave us exposure to a lot of churches.
Yeah,
and then we took, we went to Nashville, Tennessee for 4 years, pastored there,
mm-hmm,
came back in 83, took Christian Temple Church, followed Brother Wilkinson, who had been there 42 years.
Wow.
And stayed there until actually 2003. We had it's a long story, but just we left the church and started a new church called City Gate Church, and that's where we are now. We're still pastoring
at City Gate Church.
City Gate Church in Fort,
okay,
Worth.
And still going.
That's been an interesting journey for us.
Well, you guys have been faithful, and I just believe that we are to be faithful whatever God's put in our hands. And a lot of people are always trying to find the will of God, seeking the will of God. But I believe if we'll just be faithful to what God has put in our hands.
That's right.
I believe that's all that God
requires.
And that's
what I appreciate about you, Dale. You have a prophetic mantle. I think everybody recognizes that. And then your commitment to prayer. And I just congratulate you and Gene on 50 years. This is your Jubilee year. I have a word from the Lord for you concerning,
okay,
the Jubilee year.
Okay.
You know, Jubilee year, you couldn't work the fields. Everything was just, and God's message for Jubilee was, look, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to meet your needs, and I'm going to bless you as you live out of rest. And that's what I believe God has for you and Gene this year. And I told Barbara, I said, God gave me a word for Dale on this this time. The word is this. It's a principle of God. The next thing God does is always greater than the last thing he did.
Well, I received that. I certainly received that.
That's a principle of God.
Yeah.
Read the book of Hebrews. The key word is better. Better. It's a better covenant. Grace is better than law. Jesus is better than Moses. Go through the book of Hebrews. Better, better, better.
Better,
that's
better.
That's the word for you and Gene as you celebrate your Jubilee.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, we received that. I know Gene will be very excited to hear that word. That's a very encouraging word.
How are your children doing?
Yeah, my children are doing good. And Rick and...
Both of them there with you in
Rick,
Austin.
Rick is in Austin, and he's still coaching basketball, And he has a homeschool program. And Ruth, my daughter-in-law, still works with us here in the ministry. And Darla works in the medical field. And our two of our granddaughters are still in school, and they have programs here on BPN Radio. And I have two grandsons, that one in college and one still in high school. So, and another grandson that has just come to live here in Austin. So we're all here, and we're grateful. We're blessed. We're blessed.
Well, we just have wonderful, fond memories of our relationship, and just appreciate this opportunity to spend a little time with you and just bid you God's blessings as you continue your ministry. We keep up with you through Facebook, of course, and then Roy mm-hmm. Beard is one of my dear personal friends that you know, one of your I think he's involved with you somewhat.
Yeah, he's one of our hosts here. He does a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm thankful for our connections. I'm thankful that you and Barbara was a tremendous source of encouragement in the beginning days of our ministry, to encourage us, and you always had encouraging words of affirmation, and very, very thankful and grateful for our friendship and our relationship. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me years ago that it's friendships and relationships that are the most significant in our lives, and I value
That's right.
that very, very much. Tell me, but I'm going to have you to pray in just a moment. Tell me, you've been in the ministry since you were 15 years old. What has kept you going all of these years? Because I know of so many men over the 50 years that I've known that started and stopped. They're no longer in the ministry. And so what has kept you going? What would you say to young preachers out there or young people that have a call of God on their lives? What has kept you going all of these years?
Well, I think the probably the driving force in my life, you have these cycles and you have significant events that sort of take you to the next level. And I've always had a passion for God's word and to really live the word of God and share the word of God. But this is a long story. I can't tell. I don't have time to tell it. But I had an experience in the 7th different course. I came to a place. I'd been in the ministry. I'd been successful. Matter of fact, at this time, I was the district youth director of the North Texas district. But I was in a meeting in Springfield, Missouri, of all places, and I found out something that just devastated me. I found out that I didn't know God, but I didn't know him. And I can't explain the feeling. I was sincere. I wasn't a hypocrite. But I got on a new level that night. And from that day to this, what has been the driving force of my life is I just want to know God better, because I believe that's the secret to the Christian life.
Yeah.
And so I've reduced my theology to this: you'll never love a God you don't know, and you'll never serve a God you don't love, and you'll never love a God you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain what it did to me. It just created in me a passion to know God better, and for that to come through my ministry to help other people know God better. And I tell everybody, I said, I'm a doulos man. Doulos means bond servant.
Uh-huh.
I'm a bond servant. I'm in love with a man. I had a friend who was in Cheddar's restaurant in Fort Worth, and he stood up in the chair and said, "I'm in love with a man. We're going to get married." and so it just changed my life, Dale.
Yeah.
And it's still a passion just to. And to know him, I mean, that's what eternal life is. It's to know him.
Mm-hmm.
and to help other people know him.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And I just want to say thank you again, Gary Smith, Fort Worth, Texas, for helping me get started. You know, Gene and I, you know, we recently did a 50-year ministry video, and there's a lot of people that we have met along the way, and a lot of people have played a significant role. In fact, on the credits, of course, you were involved. Yeah, you were on my 50-year video, our 50-year video. But we gave credits to a lot of people that's helped us along the way. But, you know, there's something special about someone that helps you get started. And, you know, I was called to preach under David Wilkerson when he came to our church in Wichita Falls, Carl Alcorn.
Yeah.
And it was those men that played a significant role. But it was guys like yourself that came in those first few years of our ministry that really helped us get started. And if you don't get started, if you never get started, you're never going to do anything significant for God. So thank you, Gary Smith, and blessings to you and your wife, Barbara. And I want you to say a prayer, because I've made a commitment here on BPN Radio. I won't talk about anything we can't pray about. So however the Holy Spirit leads you, maybe you could say a prayer for people that feel they have a call of God on their life but really don't know how to get started. Maybe they're afraid to get started. I just had Calvin Newton on with me, who gave me our first revival when we started in Ringling, Oklahoma. And he was on his way to play major baseball. He had just signed a AAA contract. He played with Pete Rose and those guys. And he was on his way to being a part of the Big Red Machine. But God called him to preach. He put his baseball bat and his glove down, and he went to preaching the gospel, turned away. And so it was a major risk, but he set out to do the will of God. So I want you to pray. I'm going to play a little prayer music, and however the Holy Spirit lead you, Gary, you pray.
Amen. Father, we just thank you today for your abundant grace. And thank you for Dale and Gene Gentry, who have been such a blessing in our hearts and lives. And today, as they celebrate this milestone, I pray a special blessing upon them and a special grace upon them to continue to share your love with this radio audience. We know that there's many, many hurting people that listen to them daily. And by them having this ministry, they are sending light into darkness. Lord, I pray for the ones in the audience, in the radio audience, even those young people that are searching for reality and they don't really know what to do with their lives. I just pray that they will have a transformation, a revelation. Those young men and women that feel that you have something special, but they really don't know what that is. Let them just know that if they'll just be faithful in their commitment to you, that in a daily process, you will lead them and you will equip them to be great warriors in the kingdom of God. I thank you for the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of right relationships. And the relationship that we've had with Dale and Gene has enriched our lives. And we just pray that for all of the people that they have, that they are ministering to on a daily basis. We pray a special blessing upon them as they continue this work and this radio ministry. And just, Lord, minister to every need that they have. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Gary Smith, Fort Worth, Texas,
for being on. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, absolutely. God bless you. Thanks for being on. Okay, Gary Smith, Fort Worth, Texas, one of the men that played a significant role in my ministry in the beginning years, since Gene and I celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry this Sunday. And so thankful to have you listening to BPN Radio. A little late getting on with our broadcast today, having a few technical difficulties, but we definitely are moving forward. And I have one more man that I want to get on and talk to today before our time runs out. And his name is Larry Hatfield, and I'm going to call Larry. Remember, tomorrow on BPN Radio, we're going to have 2 hours of intercession, live intercession, 10 till noon. I trust that you can join us. Some prayer leaders will be on to pray with us, and it's going to be a great time. I want to remind you, listen to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, at this time or any time. And I'm trying to call another man that helped me get started, Larry Hatfield. And I trust that he's going to pick up. Is that
I'm
you,
here.
Larry? Is that you, Larry
I'm
Hatfield?
Here.
Is that
yes,
you?
Sir.
Well,
that's
me. We're running a little late because we've had some technical difficulties, but we are live and in color, and we are on the air. And it's good to have with me now Larry Hatfield. And Larry Hatfield and his wife Helen played a very significant role in helping Gene and I get started in the ministry as we celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry this Sunday. Larry Hatfield played a significant role in our life and our ministry from Chickasha, Oklahoma. Larry, welcome to BPN Radio. How did we meet back then?
Well, you know, I really can't remember exactly how it worked, but you were up in here preaching some revivals, I think. And I think that's how we got connected. And I remember we went to a camp meeting or something in Oklahoma City, and neither one of us had any money. So we went on faith, and God, you know, 50 years later, we survived it.
I know.
But it's been a good ride.
Yeah, it has. I remember.
It's been a really good ride.
I remember the summer of 1967. Of course, you and I, even though we did not know each other, we grew up in the same part of the country. I grew up in Comanche, Oklahoma. I think, did you grow up in Marlow or somewhere
Marlow,
there? Marlow.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were only 20 miles apart, even though we didn't get connected. But somehow we met in 1967 after Gene and I started in full-time ministry. We started March the 12th, 1967. I just had on a few minutes ago Calvin Newton, who gave us our first revival. We started in full-time ministry with one revival. We just quit our job at the radio station, and I believe you probably started out like that. Calvin Newton said he started out like that.
Oh, yeah.
He said he was going into AAA baseball, was playing Major League Baseball. God called him to preach. He was playing with Pete Rose and those guys, and he just quit and laid down his bat and went to preaching. I quit the radio station. I think you have kind of a similar story. I'm not sure when you started in the ministry, but I think you started preaching when you were a teenager, didn't you?
I think I preached my first sermon when I was 14, I believe, if I recall right.
14 years old.
And, we went into full-time ministry, on the evangelistic field when we were about 18 or 19, somewhere along in there. And it's been an exciting ride.
So how long have you been in the ministry?
Well, at probably a little over 50 years.
Wow, it's amazing. And I'm not sure how we met, but we certainly got connected. We had our trailers parked by each other, and you have some funny stories you probably won't tell. But we had
no, I will. I promise. If you won't tell mine, I won't tell yours.
And anyhow, you and your wife Helen nicknamed Gene and I Bonnie and Clyde, and we'll always be to you guys. We'll always be Bonnie and Clyde because my mom always wanted to name me Clyde. So it was Bonnie and Clyde. But anyhow, you knew some pastor there.
I'm here.
Yeah, you knew some pastors, and you introduced me to some men there in the summer of 1967. Gene and I were struggling. We had gone into evangelism, and we were needing revivals, and you were recommending me. I'm not sure if you'd ever heard me preach or not, but you were recommending me, and of course, then we developed a relationship that has been ongoing all of these years, although we've not got to spend much time with each other in quite a few years. But you've always had a special place in my heart because you helped me, encouraged me, and promoted me and recommended me for revivals in the ministry. And of course, our friendship continued to grow after Gene and I became pastors of the Assembly of God Church in Rush Springs. In fact, it was you that recommended me to the church in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, because you knew those people there. You had been preaching there. And you gave me a recommendation, and they called me. I was preaching a revival in Altus, Oklahoma, for a guy named Winston Schaefer. I tried to get Winston Schaefer on with me today, but I wasn't able to make the contact. But they called me, and I was going to preach that night, and Winston Schaefer said, "That's where you're going. You're going to Rush Springs, Oklahoma." And yeah. So I was in Rush Springs. Gene and I went to Rush Springs on your recommendation, and the church elected us in those days as their pastor. That was 1970. And you guys were pastoring in Chickasha. We had some great times together. And I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your encouragement. And I told Gary Smith that was just on with me, who was a great source of encouragement, because I'm having some people I call the Ring of Honor on with me today. You know, when you get started in the ministry, there's a lot of other people can join you and help you and invite you and be with you. But, you know, getting started is the most important thing. You'll never journey from here to California if you don't get started. So you've got to help some people. You know, I've declared a long time ago, you need a breakout word. You need a breakout place, but you need some breakout partners that's going to help you. And you certainly were a tremendous source. You and your wife, Helen, a tremendous source of helping us get started. I just want to say thank you today.
Well, I just going to say that, you know, Helen and I, when we met, y'all knew immediately that y'all were the real deal. Y'all were genuine, had your heart and your head in the right place. And we had no problem recommending you, you know, as pastor of the church in Rush Springs. And if I recall right, that thing, it really blossomed in a hurry. Remember how many people you had going to that church for your that's 400 or something.
Yeah,
wasn't
we
it?
Set
way up in
we
there.
Set the all time record of over 400.
That's what I'm thinking.
In Sunday school. The last Sunday we were there, we averaged somewhere around 250 in that little town of 1,200 people. So God, we were there for 6.5 years. When God called us to Dale City, to Oklahoma City, Gene and I cried and cried because we loved the church in Rush Springs, and God gave us a wonderful ministry. We were able to build us a new home, and we just had a wonderful tenure there in Rush Springs. Every time we think about Rush Springs, we smile because of the wonderful season.
Memories.
Yeah, great memories.
A lot of good memories.
And you guys were pastoring in neighboring Chickasha, Oklahoma. And how long did you pastor in Chickasha?
Well, it's been a good story. I was there from 73 to 77, and then we came back in 1990, I believe it was, and we retired from pastoring in 2010. If you can put all the math together, that's quite a while.
Yeah.
And we've been actually retired since 2010, and my memory started going bad on me, it's pretty bad when you're looking at somebody that you've known for 30 years and you can't remember their name. So it was an awkward, you know, but you know, God understands, doesn't he?
He does. I think all of us, as we get a little bit older, have the same problem. And I just told Gene, I can't imagine that we can get older like this. Not old, but older. How can it happen? We never thought it would happen to us. Andre Crouch said, "I never thought it could be till it happened to me."
That's right. Well, I'll tell you one thing that you and I both did. We married out of our league. You know that.
Well, that's the truth.
I'm so thankful for the companion that God, you know, has given me, and she's just been a rock. I mean, she's been there, and when I wanted to, I resigned several times down through the years, and she wouldn't accept my resignation.
I understand that, Larry. Tell me, how did you get started in the ministry? I've been asking these guys this. How did you get started?
By preaching to the chickens in the chicken coop.
All right.
That's pretty simple, but that's the way it was. When I felt the call of God to preach, I couldn't have anybody to preach to, so I'd go down to the hen house, and I'd gather them all together, and I'd preach, and I'd get the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I believe we had some holy eggs over that. But then one day somebody asked me to preach a real sermon in a real place, and I went every bit of 5 minutes. And everybody was so thrilled, and I got an invitation then to preach a youth rally. And I thought, man, you know what? Yeah. I'm quite a preacher. And you know the rest of the story?
What was
it? I got up, and I said the same thing about four or five times and couldn't think of anything else to say, and so I walked off, and that was it. And an old pastor came to me and said, Larry, if you could have come down like you went up, you'd went up like you come down, or something like that. I'll never forget. But I'll tell you, I was never so humiliated in all my life. But that's good. That's good schooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
it's right off the bat that it's not us.
I think it happens. I remember David Wilkerson, who I was called to preach under, saying that Catherine Kuhlman invited him to come to fly from New York to Los Angeles. And he stood up after she introduced him, and he could not think of one word to say. He said he did not say one word. He said he walked off of the stage in total humiliation. But I guess it's happened to all of us. I mean, there's been times when, you know, it's happened to me. You just get up and you don't have anything to say. You thought you did. So,
yeah, right.
But the main thing is that you've been going all these years, and you started preaching as a teenager, right?
Right, yeah.
Did you hear an audible voice? Did you have something in your heart? How did the call happen?
I never did really hear an audible voice to my recollection, but I just always knew. I just always knew that, you know, God had a calling on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the pieces together and the places. You know, we got married and moved down to Eastern Oklahoma and took a little church down there and was there for 9 months. And that was, later in life, it took me longer than that to get people pastored, but I could pastor them in a hurry back in India. But it's been a real good ride.
Well, the thing is, Larry, you got started and you didn't quit. You didn't stop. And so that is the key. And I've listened to some of your iPods or what have you. I've tried to get you here on BPN Radio. You still have some things to say, and I'd like to play some of those on BPN because I really appreciate your ministry. You came to Holiday, Texas, our first church, and you and Helen brought your trailer and parked outside of the parsonage, and you preached, and we had a wonderful time. People really enjoyed your ministry, and you know, I appreciate your ministry, but, you know, I value your friendship. You know, friendship and relationships, and somebody said, how do you spell relationships? And it's T-I, of so much value and of importance to our lives. I want to tell the whole world that Larry Hatfield is still my friend, and he and his wife, Helen, helped us get started in the ministry, and I'll always be grateful. We have about 4 minutes before we go off the air. So would you say a prayer? However the Holy Spirit leads you, I'll play some music, and you can say some prayer. So God bless you.
Well, praise God.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we just want to bow our hearts before you today and give you thanks. You've led us, Lord, when we didn't know what to do. You would come through the presence of the Holy Spirit and make it plain, and make it clear what you wanted us to do. And God, sometimes we've never done it. We didn't do it really right, I don't guess, but we did the best we could. And God, you've got a way of taking things, Lord, that are small and insignificant, putting your blessings upon them and making them bring forth a great deal of bless them in special ways. Amen and amen.
Larry Hatfield, thank you for being on the program today, and thank you for helping us get started. I speak a blessing upon you and Helen, your family, and all that you put your hand to do. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Larry Hatfield from Chickasha, Oklahoma, and Gene and I have been so thankful and grateful for these 50 years in full-time ministry. March the 12th, 1967, we started in full-time ministry, evangelism with one revival, left my job, left everything, and started. And now, 50 years later, we are continuing, and thank you, our loyal listeners and our friends that are listening here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you. their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.